Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It may be Monday, but it's time to wake up. What I mean is that a lot of times people spend their weekends and they just wear themselves out. And they go to do this and they go to do that. And a lot of times their weekends are not spent in the kind of reflection. And I don't mean you have to be all quiet during the weekends or anything, but they haven't really taken the time to meditate on God's Word and to take the time to worship God, maybe like they ought to. And so then they just rush to do all those things that they enjoy during the weekend. And on Monday, they're back into the same old grind, and then they go through one week exactly like the next, and on it goes. And they think that they're being all excited, and they've done all kinds of different things, but actually, they're in more of a routine than anybody else, because what they're doing is living week by week. They're not living for eternity. Now, what I would like for us to do is take the opportunity on this Monday to wake up, because we understand that now our salvation is nearer than when it was last Monday, and if you're not right with the Lord, then you understand that you're a lot closer to judgment, and you may be very, very afraid about that day. It says in Hebrews chapter 3, beginning at verse 7, "Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion, in the day in the trial of the wilderness, where your fathers tested me, tried me, and saw my works 40 years. Therefore I was angry with that generation, and said, they do always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest." What are the kind of people that God said this about? Though they were the kind of people that when Moses went up to get the commandments of God on the mount, and then he was coming back from that, then he had the Lord himself tell them that, you know, the people had corrupted themselves. And the Bible says that they ate and drank and rose up to play. And that really describes this generation as well, living from one week to the next, from one weekend to the next weekend, and then they are miserable when they go through their work week because they're not really happy with their lives. If you want to be happier with your life, and you want to be able to wake up to the spiritual opportunities that you have, if you want to have a sense of, purpose to your life, a driving force, so that, you know, you don't have such miserable days as Mondays, then you need to have the Lord in your life. "Beware, brethren," it says in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 12, "lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." Yes, I know it's Monday, but that doesn't mean that you can't give some serious thought to the condition of your soul today. Yes, I know it's Monday, but why are you so wore out on Mondays? And why is it that you have to get back into a routine that you may not enjoy on Mondays? You say, well, it all has to do with my work. I disagree. It all has to do with your life. Your life is not fulfilling you in the way that it needs to. You'll only be fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. "While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who, having heard, rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt, led by Moses? They had seen all these blessings from God, and yet they had rebelled against him." And not only from what it says in Hebrews chapter 3, but you look in your own lives. You don't have to be a Jew to appreciate this. God has given you so many different things, one day right after the next, one Monday right after the next Monday. And yet you don't count your blessings when you get up after the weekend. Instead, you think, well, look, I got to go through all these weekdays until I can get to my next weekend. It ought not to be that way. Ladies and gentlemen, there ought to be a difference in the life of someone who is righteous, and there ought to be a consistency in that life so that we approach every single day as an opportunity of service unto God. The weekend is simply just different names that they gave to those days. What does that mean to a Christian? "Now with whom was the Lord angry 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned?" You can sin on any day in the week, and a lot of sinning goes on during the weekend. And a lot of sinning goes on during the weekdays. Every day is an opportunity to serve that day for the Lord, if you take advantage of it. So do not be so depressed on Mondays. Do not look at Mondays as an opportunity for you to go into the doldrums and to spend the day kind of wishing for the next weekend. Instead, consider how that each weekend you ought to be consistent in your opportunities to worship God. And the weekdays are not really all that much different. Every day is dedicated unto the Lord, because there is a vacation time waiting for Christians. a time wherein our service to God will never wear us out, a time wherein righteousness shall reign and the judgment of God shall come upon this whole earth, and a time where all those things that you consider to be so exciting, all of those fleeting pleasures of sin that you consider to be so time-consuming and wonderful to do on your weekends, they're not going to matter a bit to you anymore. Because, the Lord is not going to be happy with that. To whom did he swear that they would not enter into his rest, but those who did not obey? That's exactly the kind of people, as he describes in Hebrews 3 and verse 18, that we don't want to be. We want to be among the obedient on that day. So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Exactly what do you believe that your weekends are for? What do you believe that your weekdays are for? Are you working for the weekend so that you might blow it on something that is your own pleasure, something that you yourself might enjoy but might not be for the benefit of your family or of your fellow man? Or are you considering every day to be a grand service unto God, an opportunity to branch out and to do those things that will assist your fellow man, those things that will help your neighbor, those things that will be an assistance to your family so that you'll be known as the kind of person that everybody would like to look to in time of need, the kind of thing that will bring credit toward God? What did the Lord say? Lay up your treasure in heaven. Don't consider the things that you're working for right now, the things that you're on lunch break for right now as I give this broadcast. You know, don't think of those things as a means unto themselves. Think of them as just simply an opportunity to lay treasure up in heaven. And as you do so, the Lord will be with you. He'll bless you, and you'll be able to make progress. It says in Romans chapter 13, beginning at verse 11, "Do this, knowing the time, that it is high time to awake out of sleep." Did you get up this morning because you had been sleeping in the last couple of days and your body was out of rhythm? Why is that? Is it not because you didn't get up and prepare your day to go out and to worship God like you knew you should have on Sunday? That's why Mondays are the way they are. But a Christian looks at every opportunity to serve God, even on the weekends, as a great thing that God has spared us another day, another week, so that we might do some good deed. Now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent. The day is at hand, he says in Romans 13 and verse 12. Therefore let us cast off the work of darkness and put on the armor of light. Putting on the armor of light means that we're going to be blessed, just like those people in the past were blessed. People like Abraham. James 2 verse 23, the scripture was fulfilled which says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Let every day, let every weekend be a day where you're found on the side of the Lord. Don't act like you're going through with your responsibilities and serving God 5 days out of the week only to go out and sin on the weekends. Are you ashamed of those things that you just did? Are you trying to make up for them beginning on Monday? It won't work like that, friends. Monday is not a makeup day. Monday is not a preparation day for the next wild weekend. Monday does not have to be a dragging day of depression wherein you dread going back to work. Monday is simply another day, an opportunity to serve God. Let's turn it around into something good, okay? And the best way you can do that is to look into the condition of your soul, and maybe if there's some way we can help you at the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, then you could take advantage of that even today. Think about what you need, and then call us at 487-5342 if you have any kind of Bible question at all. You know, tomorrow we have Talk Back Tuesday. There may be something on your mind, and right there in the beginning of the work week, you can foment that question inside your brain, and you can think, I've always wanted to know the answer to that. Well, just keep it there. Jot it down, and then call in tomorrow, and we'll answer those questions on our Talk Back Tuesday program. All you have to do is dial in, and we'll take care of it. And anytime you may have a question, you can dial the previous number I mentioned for our church building, and you can come by and visit us any opportunity that you have. You get to feeling a little weak during the midweek, and you arrive on Wednesday and your resolve to serve the Lord during the weekend is a little bit weak, then that's a great opportunity to study on God's Word during the midweek Bible study that we have on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. at Mount Gilead. Classes for all ages. We'd love to see you there. We'd love to worship God with you and make every day count. What do you think about Monday? Are you woke up? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to serve God today? If not, change your life around. Make Monday just as exciting, make it just as good as any other day in the week. Make it just simply a follow-up on your weekend that you can be proud of. Serve God today. I thank you for listening this afternoon. Keep those Bible passages in mind. Study them yourself out of your own Bible, from Hebrews, from Romans, and from James, and then go out there and do the very best that you can. For the Mount Gilead Church of Christ, I'm Tim McHenry.